This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A quick look at the markets here on this Monday back from, they had no trading on Thursday, half day on Friday. Futures are slightly in the red. Oil is slightly up, but still below $70 a barrel. I got gas at 305 nationally, 306 here locally. Let's welcome in Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money and CBS News here on Brian and Company. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You had a good holiday?
Fantastic. Good. I did nothing. I picked up my mother, went to my sister's. Come on. Who's better than me?
You guys all get along?
Yeah. We're all good. Oh, it's nice. All good. I didn't have to live. It's great. My nieces and my nephew, they're like married and they're in their 30s and late 20s. And now they take care of everything. I didn't lift a finger. Oh. I'm like the old lady complaining about something. And then I'm like, I don't have to do anything. That's this is
awesome.
Amazing.
That is awesome.
How about you?
Really good. I mean, my wife wins the battle. We go to her family's place, but they're a lot of fun. And we fry a bunch of turkeys and
drink
a lot of Irish whiskey, even though.
Beautiful.
It's good. Listen, we got. This week, obviously, we'll talk maybe about some jobs numbers and stuff like that. But this time of year, charitable giving is you know, do people do year end gifts to?
Oh yeah,
okay.
Like
how does that
charities
work?
Get a ton of money coming in the door starting tomorrow because tomorrow's Giving Tuesday.
Oh, that's
right through the end of the year. Did you happen to see Warren Buffett's letter that he sent to shareholders recently? It was all about his giving. Did you see that letter?
Well, I mean, I know historically, he doesn't want to leave a huge fortune to his offspring necessarily, and
yeah.
I mean, he's pledged to give a lot. I didn't see the letter until I saw your.
Oh note. My God, it was so great. Anyway, he was like giving some money away. He's got some kids, and there are four different foundations of the family. Three kids who run three of their own foundations, and he gave like $1 billion of money to them. But you know, he's got like $147 billion. Most of it is going to charity, and I just loved it because he said that. Wealthy parents should leave their children enough so they can do anything, but not enough that they can do nothing.
I love that line. It's a great line.
Yeah. Right? And it's not a bad way. I mean, you don't have to be hugely wealthy to understand the concept that sometimes it's important to be there as a backstop for your family. And I get that. But you really need to be clear about what you're doing. And are you actually just enabling them to do something that is sort of silly? Are you actually acting as that safety net? And maybe you need to draw the lines a little bit more specifically for yourself and for them. And I really am very concerned when people are worried more about their kids and their grandkids than their own financial situation. So anyway, you might be looking for some charitable giving. Is that you, my man? Are you a charitable kind of guy?
I have a charitable soul. I just don't have a lot to give.
All right. Well, you know, the big misconception about charitable giving is that you automatically get a tax deduction for that. And, you know, I understand why most people think that, because in the old days, pre the end of 2017, a lot of people did get a tax deduction. About a third of people were able to get tax deductions. Then during COVID, the rule switched and anybody could get a tax deduction for $500 or $1,000. Now the rule is back to you have to be an itemizer of deductions in order to get a tax benefit. And it used to be about a third of people were itemizers. Now it's not. It's about 10, 12% of people who are filing their returns who claim that itemized deduction. So in order to get a tax benefit, you got to be an itemizer.
So if you're not an itemizer, you don't need to keep the receipts from whether you give to your school or the local United Way or Salvation Army?
I mean, only if you want it for yourself. I know that everybody out there is like me with a big spreadsheet. Okay, maybe not. But I do like to look at what I gave in the past and understand what the difference is from year to year. You know, it's a good practice, actually, is to think about if you're a household and you're claiming the standard deduction, and let's say you're a married couple, together you make $100,000 a year. Instead of nickel and diming yourselves and like, oh, so-and-so has a bake sale, or I want to give this much to my church or my temple, or this one's doing a ride for MS, like just pick a dollar amount that you feel comfortable giving in a given, in a year, and stick to that. And it's a much easier way to do it. Then you don't feel like, you know, like all of a sudden you're like, wow, I actually did give a lot of money away. Those $50 bike donations that everyone gave to me, I very much appreciate it, they do add up.
That's a really interesting point to almost budget your giving. I hadn't really considered it. So we got, listen, before I get to the jobs number, I mean, you know, the holiday trade, I mean, what do markets usually do like pre-Christmas in December?
They usually go up, and that may happen this December, but we just had a really good November, like a really good November. So and I would just point out a couple of things, that the Dow and the S&P 500 closed at record highs on Friday, and the Russell 2000 had a massive month. Russell 2000 is a small cap index, small stocks, and the Russell 2000 was the biggest gainer in November, up 11%. To just put this in perspective, gang, the small stocks are up 20% this year. The big stocks are up somewhere between 26 and 28% this year. That's a lot.
Wow.
And if you are a bond index investor, even though bonds have been kind of moving all over the place, if you are a bond index investor, you usually reinvest the dividends, and you're up 3% on the year. So it's going to be a good year for investors unless something horrible happens.
And in terms of the job numbers, I know we showed a lot of weakness last month. I mean, this
I checked out some extra little data for you because I know you're a nerd. So last month, we only had 12,000 jobs created, right?
Yep.
So then I got state-level breakdowns, and I said, what happened in Florida? So last month, Florida, they lost 38,000 jobs. And in the previous like 6 months, they were adding 10,000 a month. So that's a big swing of 48,000. Yeah. Then I went to Washington State, where the Boeing machinist strike was going on.
Right.
And that was 36,000. So it's like, it is possible that we have a big number for the November jobs. I'm sort of saying like, all right, if it's the consensus is like 175, 180, I'll be happy with 150 and just like get back on pace.
Yeah, I mean, it was a shock number, and the patterns are what matters the most. So if it's a bounce back, then we're good to go. Jill, anything else going on data-wise or anything else on your mind?
Well, you know, all these knuckleheads are going to start talking about Cyber Monday. I so despise this whole thing because it's just, this all started on November 1st, everyone. Everybody listen. Okay, so yes, there are some Cyber Monday deals. Go out and get them. But, you know, for most people, the whole holiday season, and for most retailers, it starts on November 1st. It goes through December 31st. Don't lose your mind. You know, these tariffs, if they happen, they are not necessarily a reason to go out and spend more this holiday season. I saw some retailers be like, hey, but stock up on this before the tariffs. I don't know where the tariffs are going to be landing. You don't either. So everybody just take a deep breath.
Chill.
Be like us.
Yeah,
and chill.
We're so relaxed.
I love hearing you say Raleigh Massimino, man. That guy is great.
Oh, man. I mean, RIP Lou Carnesecca, but like those guys that... Man, the Big East back then was it. I mean,
it was fun.
It was the best. Jill, have a great week.
Take care.
All right, Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and CBS News. Again, if you want to just read her stuff, her blog on Buffett and year-end giving is jillonmoney.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.